Thank you. Welcome to the November 16th, 2022 KPFK Finance Committee meeting. This is Beth von Gunten standing in for Grace Aaron, the chair. We'll call roll. We'll start with calling roll to see that we have quorum. So, Grace Aaron. Don't hear Grace. Ken Aaron. Don't hear Ken. Doug Barnett. Don't hear Doug. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen Johnson. Don't hear Sue. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Thank you, Raymond. Michael Hyde?
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson is present.
Thank you, Dave. Steve Kaiser?
Here.
Thank you, Steve. Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Thank you, Kim. Jonathan Markowitz?
Jonathan here.
You can unmute.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. Dan McCrory?
Here.
Thank you, Dan. King Riley?
King Riley's here.
Thank you, King. Lawrence Reyes? Often not able to be with us at the beginning. With any luck, he'll join us as he can. Janine Roan?
Present.
Thank you, Janine. Ruth Strauss? Here, Ruth. And Mike Novick?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Michael, for being here.
You left out John Winger.
I left out
John Winger.
Who? I think I called. Didn't I call John Winger? I have
no.
Not yet. Not yet, Beth. John, but John Winger. John Winger is here.
Okay. I think I made the mistake of marking you present when I heard you speaking earlier. So thank you for acknowledging your presence. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Barnett is here. Barnett is here.
Thank you, Doug, and I'm marking you present. Now, is there anyone else who's present who would like to be acknowledged as present before we go on to the rest of business?
Yes, Barnett is here.
I'm marking you present. I have marked Doug Barnett present, and that was clearly a delayed recording. I'm going to ask everyone now, at the beginning of the meeting, to mute until and unless you're given the floor. Because otherwise,
I'm here. Yes.
Thank you. We mark you present.
Thank you.
Please mute now and unmute if and when you're given the floor. So listed next in the agenda is a request for timekeepers.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. What are the parameters?
let's limit it to 90 seconds each. To start with, we have a room full of people, and I want to make sure everyone gets heard. Thank you.
Okay, and I'll keep a set. I have two stopwatches, so I'll do a second one for the, the item timing.
Yes. Before we go on to agenda approval, I'll state that I was requested by the standing chair to stand in her absence today to chair this meeting. And I agreed to do it on less than an hour's notice, so please bear with me as we work through this. A couple of people questioned that before we convened, and so I will ask now if there are any objections to that. Hearing no objections, then I'll proceed.
This is Kim. I just want to make a point that if it, you know, there are no objections, but it's not the chair can't just appoint somebody without agreement from the body. And
correct.
For this case, the body doesn't give a crap, so it's fine. But it's not, she doesn't get to wave a magic wand and appoint whoever she wants without, you know, the body.
Thank you for your observation, Kim. Given that we're in the middle of the meeting, I'm not in a position to check Robert's rules myself right now. If you could provide a citation for that, maybe email it to the rest of the committee, then I can do my homework after the meeting and be ready in case this ever comes up again. Thank you. And I want to extend my thanks to the committee for their forbearance today. This was not my idea, honestly. And we're just going to do our best to try to get through it. So thank you. Next item on the agenda is agenda approval. I'm given the special circumstances of today, I'm going to move that we defer all housekeeping and outstanding procedural matters such as minutes approval to a future meeting and limit today's meeting to substantive business items at hand. Is there any objection to that?
Is it that to your motion, Madam Chair, or to the agenda?
That's my motion.
Wait, point of information, request for information?
Yes.
Okay, I accidentally muted myself when you asked for a point of order, and I couldn't tell you that it's 4711. And now I'm asking, my point of information is, what's on the floor right now?
Thank you. I've taken that down. Could I ask you to email it to the whole committee so everybody has it? And what's on the floor right now is agenda approval. And I have just moved that we defer all housekeeping and other outstanding procedural matters, such as minutes approval, to a future meeting when the regular chair can be here, and limit today's meeting to substantive business items.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
May I be recognized?
Yes, please. Is that Raymond?
Yes.
I would like to ask whoever has their line open, shuffling papers, please to mute your line because we can't hear the meeting over the background noise.
Everybody mute unless they're talking.
Right. So, Raymond, go ahead.
Yes, I object to item 7. On the agenda I received, because it is a repetition of a matter on which the committee has already voted.
I'll try to address that. If I'm not, the agenda that I received was in fact a past agenda that we had already gone over. I don't think we'd completed it, but we had it had been used as an agenda in a previous meeting, and so I don't know that it actually makes sense for us to work from that agenda today, especially. Yes, please go ahead. Can you? Could you identify by name the item that you're referring to?
On the agenda, which I think is current, it is item 7, paragraphs following the first paragraph. I have no objection, of course, to a treasurer's report. However, the motion proposed for discussion was dealt with in the November 9th meeting, and it was not approved.
Agreed.
And I don't think it should be rediscussed merely by its appearance on the November 14th agenda, which I do not believe is a replicate of the November 9th agenda.
Bella DeSoto, may I be recognized?
I would like to respond to Raymond first. I agree, especially in that the person who made that motion can't be present today. And so at the very least, I would like to defer that item, that entire item, to a future meeting. When the committee can decide whether or not to address it. I agree that it doesn't make sense to take it up today. Bella?
Yes.
Raymond didn't have...
Kim to the stack.
Yes. I
may I...
Want...
Janine to the stack.
May I ask for to hear Raymond's final point?
Thank you. Your recapitulation and wish to defer is certainly not objected to by me, except that item 7 should simply be a report from the treasurer. The other material has been dispensed with, been discussed and dispensed with by this committee. And that is not, it can't reappear on the agenda by ledger domain. Thank you.
A point of information.
Michael?
The 5 minutes for this item have expired.
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Kim? Thank you, Kim. Is there any objection to extending? Thank you. In that case, Bella?
Thank you. So I agree with Raymond. If number 7 should be completely taken out. We certainly have a report from IGM and QME, and that's number 6. So, but the thing is this, we have unfinished business. And this unfinished business continues to appear in these agendas, and we do not get to them. And I urge the convener today to make a special effort for us to dispense with these items, or they will fall back on the governance committee. And the governance committee is being overtasked because of motions not addressed properly here or ignored. And they just keep, you know, being kicked down the road. Thank you.
Kim?
Janine was next on the stack?
No, I was next.
I have you next, Janine.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Lawrence is here.
Thank you, Lawrence. Go ahead, Kim.
I sent a motion twice. to Grace, and you all received it, asking for a motion to be put on the agenda that the IGM should make an updated FY23 budget. And that should have gone on new business, and in agenda approval, I would have requested that it be put in number 6 in the report from the IGM. So that my policy was to put all motions under new business and then take them up at the meeting. So that should have gone on this agenda, but it's not. And you all received it, so I guess we need to take a vote on that.
So Kim, that makes sense to me. I did see it come in. I didn't know I would be responsible for juggling the agenda until the week we're counting down into the meeting. I don't have that wording in front of me at the moment. Could I prevail upon you to send it one more time so that I can paste it into the agenda at the proper place? I also have a motion for today.
Yes, but we're dealing with mine right now. I will say it for the stream. The IGM should produce an updated FY23 budget for the rest of the year with a fund drive chart by the November 30th meeting. I will send it to you all, but that's my motion. And I would like to place it when the GM report and get some feedback from the IGM. So if we need to vote on that, then we need to vote on that.
So even though your standing policy was to place all motions under new business, you want to place your motion earlier than that when the GM can address it. Is that what
The way it's been working is I would place all motions under new business, and then an agenda approval multiple times. There were people who were requesting to put that up higher. We've taken many votes on placing a new business item somewhere else in the agenda. So that's what I'm asking to do right now.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Point of order, Chair.
Lawrence? What's your point of order?
A member has a right to request that something be put on top of the agenda. It just takes the committee a vote to agree with that request. So Kim's completely right. She could request that that be put up.
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
Bella, you've interrupted me now 3 times, and I've said you've been heard. And you haven't stated your reason for interrupting me. I need to get on with this business, so please wait.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What's your question, Bella?
Okay, so the question is that we have old business, unfinished business, that's what it is, and we have new business. There's a distinction between the two. Is there not?
Yes, that's the answer to your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Which takes us back to my original motion, and realize that discussion has moved beyond my original motion. I'll read it again, especially because we've had a few more people join us. I moved, for those who weren't here at the beginning, I found out less than an hour before we came into this meeting that Grace wasn't available, and she was asking me to stand in her place. And so I had that this is my first chance to try to put together a reasonable agenda, something we can all get through today. So as part of that effort on my part, first I want to thank you all again for your forbearance as we work through this. And the motion I put forward earlier when we addressed approving the agenda was that we defer. I move. Excuse me. That we defer all housekeeping and outstanding outstanding procedural matters such as minutes approval to a future meeting and limit today's meeting to the immediate substantial business items at hand. That's to keep the meeting within the time frame to make sure that the priority items of the Finance Committee do get addressed and to retain the outstanding issues to be addressed at a future meeting when the regular chair can be here. Is there anyone opposed to that motion?
Yes, I oppose to it, Bella DeSoto, and I'd like to explain why, Madam Chair.
Point of information, the extension is expired.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
Thank you, Kim. We're going to go to a vote on my amendment.
Madam Chair, I need to be heard as to why I object.
I would like to speak on this also, Chair.
These are exactly the kinds of procedural motion or the procedural matters that I'm proposing that we defer today so that we can get on with business. And so that's
Madam
the motion
Chair,
you're voting on. Bella, are you going to try to shout me down? Is that the way this is going to work?
Point of order,
I'm not
the body needs to weigh in on a motion.
And so do
I. You have been on the stack. Bella has been on the stack. We've had discussion. You had the chance to address this. You've been heard. And I have asked if there's any objection. There are objections. And so to me, it seems like it's time to go to a vote.
Request
for information. I was first.
Actually, Kim was first with the request for information. What's your question, Kim?
I have no idea what we're voting on. There are several issues on the table. One, my motion and where to put it on the agenda. And two, whether we want to dispense with procedural issues. And I personally do not consider unfinished business as procedural issues. If we have time, we can handle them. I don't think there's any reason to say that they're procedural. They're not procedural. If we get there, we'll deal with the unfinished business. So, I'm fine that we don't want to deal with minutes, but otherwise, you know, if we get there, we'll deal with them. So, but I don't know what you want us to vote on. My motion is kind of on the table and hasn't been. That seems to me the first vote.
Kim, before you made your motion, I made a motion, and I've read it now twice. I'll read it a third time, and we'll vote on it before we proceed to any further motions such as yours.
Okay, request for information or point of privilege. I dropped off the call, so I didn't hear that. And I don't know where you want to put that on the agenda. So I haven't heard that. But okay, if you do that, then we need to vote on that.
Kim? You've asked your question. I've answered it. I will provide that language for the motion one further time. I'll hear from Bella's. I want Bella's question first so we can get them all out of the way, and then I'll read the motion, and then we'll vote on it.
Thank you.
Bella,
May I speak?
If you have a question, if you're just going to express a concern,
I have a question. I have a question if you allow me to speak. Thank you.
You have the floor. How much more floor do you want?
The question is that we cannot dispense of unfinished business. And you included that in your motion when you read this. So that is not good, and that is exactly what Kim Kaufman said. Thank you.
What's the question? That was not a question, and therefore it was out of order, Bella.
The question is...
Point of information.
Are you trying to dispense with unfinished business?
The motion, as I read it before, was that we defer all housekeeping and outstanding procedural motions, such as minutes approved, approval to a future meeting and limit today's meeting to the substantial business items at hand. That doesn't mean we don't ever deal with those things. It means it's beyond our reach today. And that's what we'll be voting on now.
Point of information.
This will be the final point of information. Janine, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I think what's very confusing is when you say the procedural items, do you mean old business? I think that's, for me, that's unclear, and I'm hearing it from both Kim and Bella.
Well, for the sake of argument, yes, I don't off the top of my head remember every item in old business, but I'm thinking of things like the argument over whether to use Zoom or not, and all the arguments over the minutes, those kinds of things. Those could go on for days. And honestly, it's exactly these kinds of procedural delays that don't even let us get to the point of approving an agenda.
Madam Chair,
that I'm
Madam Chair,
to.
Point of information.
You had your point of information.
No, but you're not answering it. There's old business that is not what you're talking about.
Yes, it is.
And so I just want clarity.
I have just explained that for the sake of your question, for the sake of this argument, I will, without further examination, include all of old business. And if there are items in old business that people want to propose for the agenda, you're free to do that. But
okay, I would like to object. And can we have discussion now that we have definition to what your motion is?
No
discussion.
Now we're going to vote on the motion. This motion has been on the floor from right about the beginning of the meeting, and we're going to vote on it and get closure. And then if you want to propose other items for the agenda, you're free to do that, just like everyone else is. I will be proposing a motion.
Chair and Jonathan, I'm confused as to what motion we are supposed to be voting on right now. Thank you.
Me too. Me too. There are a bunch of them twirling around, so...
No, there's one. There's the first one. This is the fourth time I've read it. This is the last time I'll read it. I move that we defer all housekeeping and outstanding procedural matters, including old business, except as individually approved, to a future meeting and limit today's meeting to the substantive business items at hand. That's what we're voting on.
Take the vote.
Move to amend.
Too late. We had discussion. You were on the stack. You've had questions.
There was no discussion, but I move to amend.
Out of order.
Point of order. It's, you cannot call a vote in committee. I mean, if people want to discuss... And I can give you the citations for that, but I'm sorry, Beth, but, you know, this people get to speak on this.
People have
you can't force the call. You can't force a vote and call a question in committee.
We do have rules about how many times. May I speak? May the chair be heard. We took a stack. All of you had the chance to address this item. You chose to address other things, too. I brought it back to this first item when other people started introducing other motions. We need to clear the floor of this motion before we can make room for other motions. You've been heard. I've answered numerous points
of
information.
I have a point of order, and so does Janine, Beth.
What's your point of order, Kim?
There is an amendment to this motion on the floor.
We already went to a vote.
No, we have not gone to a vote, Madam Chair.
I did. I called that we go to a vote. If you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, feel free.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Challenge.
Then let's vote on that.
You can't break Robert's rules. You can't force, you know, you can't. I'll look it up while we're doing this. But if people want to amend a motion, they have a right to do that in a committee.
We are now 40 minutes into a meeting that's supposed
okay.
to be no more than 2 hours long.
I understand,
but... We have yet to approve the agenda. And this
correct.
Is typical for this committee.
Well,
not the way you're running
that's
it.
That's what I'm trying to prevent. I think the committee has a right to vote on what
and
goes
the
on
committee?
The agenda.
And the committee
take the
has
vote.
The right to object.
Take the vote and give the people that are objecting. Let's get on with it. Take the vote. If they vote, keep it.
There's an amendment on the floor, Steve.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, there is. She's not
yes,
allowed
there is.
The amendment. She's running the meeting. Can be part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
No, I want to hear Janine's amendment because I believe it's going to be in alignment with what I believe is correct.
You don't get to have your best running the meeting. We're doing it correct in her eyes. Let her run the meeting. Let her take the vote.
No, we can't abuse Robert's rules, Steve.
Yes, you can. Just mute
well,
people
no,
that are objecting to it and get on with the damn meeting.
I have a rule that will go ahead on and vote on the motion that I have on the floor. Kim has objected to that.
I move to amend.
Against
moving to amend.
The next time I have to remind Bella that she's not free to just take the floor at any moment and talk over people, I will have her muted. This is your fair warning, Bella. You've been warned repeatedly.
Kim,
so, I object.
Kim, the noise.
Kim has objected to the ruling of the chair. We will vote on the ruling of the chair, and then we'll move on.
Kim,
can
that noise, all that noise is coming from Kim's
you
phone know. Line.
No, it's not.
Kim?
What noise?
There's a lot of noise.
Okay.
It
well,
sounds like
I
rattling
like,
papers and
Madam
scraping.
Chair, I'd like to
that's
speak
not
on
me.
This.
That's not
Jean,
me,
you've
but
been
I will
heard,
mute.
And we've gone to a vote. So
I have not been heard. I only asked for a point of information. I never was
you've
put
been
on the stack.
Heard
so I've never been
I've
able
ruled.
To speak on this. I've never been able to speak. I only had an information, point of information. So I've never been put on the stack to
take the vote, Beth, and those that are not to continue to talk.
I've been trying. If I have to mute other, if I have to mute people repeatedly trying to get the floor to address this again when I've ruled that we're going to vote, then I will start muting people.
Point of information.
You've had
no
your
point
chance
of information. We're voting.
No, this is
a
different point of information.
Great.
Why is someone speaking out of the turn? I'm asking
Grace
for a point
Aaron.
Of information.
Grace Aaron. Grace, I don't hear Grace Aaron. I assume she's not here now. Ken Aaron.
Toby, no.
Also not present to vote. Doug Barnett. How do
no.
You
no.
No. Fred Blair?
Are we voting
vote?
To uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Fred. Do Cohen Johnson?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you, Sue. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella DeSoto, no. Raymond Goldstone?
Pass.
Pass. Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael Heiss. Dave Johnson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you, Dave. Steve Kaiser.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Kim Kaufman votes no. Jonathan Markowitz.
Pass.
Dan McCrory. Dan McCrory? Voting on whether to uphold the ruling of the chair. How do you vote? I don't hear Dan. We'll come back to him. King Riley.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Or King. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Lawrence votes no. Janine Roan.
Janine votes no.
Thank you, Janine. Ruth Strauss.
Oh, I didn't know you were here. I'm so sorry. I was having my own financial argument with Wells Fargo. Can you repeat what the motion is? I'm very sorry. I apologize to everyone, but I had to come in late. I apologize.
Sure. The vote is on whether to uphold the ruling of the chair to rule on my initial motion that we defer all housekeeping and outstanding procedural matters, such as minutes approval and other items in old business, to a future meeting and limit today's meeting to the substantive business items at hand. If you vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, we'll go directly to that vote. If you vote again not to uphold the ruling of the chair, then we'll debate this first item further.
That's not actually what we're voting on. The upholding, I'm challenging the chair because I think that the conversation has not ended on this, and someone wants to make an amendment to this motion. And I don't think the chair has a right to not allow that. So that's...
And I've ruled that there has been time and more time to address those things so far, that each of the people objecting have been reheard repeatedly, that we're now 45 minutes into a two-hour meeting, and we have yet to approve an agenda, and therefore we're going to proceed to vote on this initial motion so that we can go on to address the rest of the agenda. That's my ruling, and there are those who object to it. Do you want to vote on this, Ruth? Do you want to weigh in?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I agree with the housekeeping part, but I also agree with people who want to have amendments or whatever, so I abstain.
Objection.
Whatever, I don't know what objection means. Sounds like Perry Mason to me. I abstain.
We have one more person to vote in the list, and then I'll go back and pick up the passes and those who didn't enter. Don Wenger, how do you vote on whether to uphold the ruling of the chair?
I vote yes, and you haven't called yourself yet either.
That's true, I haven't. I vote
or Michael
yes.
Novick.
Or Michael, so that's
I'm
a question.
I'm ex officio, I don't vote.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going back to the beginning of the list and picking up anyone we lapped. Grace Aaron, are you with us at this point? Do you care to vote? Still no response from Grace. Ken Aaron, do you care to vote? I hear no response from Ken. Raymond, you passed. Do you care to vote on this?
Abstain.
Thank you. Abstain. Another pass from Jonathan Markowitz.
Yes, Jonathan votes no.
And I think that's everyone.
Not me.
Who is? Oh, Dan. Right?
Yes.
Do you vote to uphold the ruling of the chair or not?
Yes.
Thank you, Dan. So now counting votes. We have, of the yes votes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget it. Eight. And of the no's, we have 1, 2,
Oops, the page jumped. Sorry. Starting from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Bella Castillo has 6 no's.
I have 6 no's and 7 yeses. So something happened.
So I will read the names of
we
the
also
yeses.
Have 6 no's.
If this is our chance to catch any mistakes, of the yeses, I have Fred Blair, Sue Cohen-Johnson, Michael Heiss, Steve Kaiser, Dale Crowley, Kim Riley, myself, and John Wayne. If I'm not mistaken, that's 8. Did anybody else get a different count?
No, that's correct. I didn't put you down. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. And then of the no's, I have Doug Barnett, Ella DeSoto, Kim Kaufman, Jonathan Markowitz, Lawrence Reyes, Janine Rohn. Count as I named them. 1, 2, 3, 4. That
and
is
how did Novick vote? How did Novick vote?
Novick doesn't vote.
Novick doesn't vote. He's an ex officio member now that he's management rather than.
He's not a member.
Yeah, good point. I forgot that.
He's management. He's not a member of
this
committee.
Yeah, good point.
I forgot that. Chair, this is Jonathan. While everybody's making comments, I was not given an opportunity to speak on this motion before I voted, and I feel this is inappropriate. I don't know if this is within the purview of Robert's rules, but I would have preferred to at least explain why I was against your motion, Chair, and I was not given that chance. And I sort of feel like that this process is really not appropriate because there wasn't enough discussion. There was definitely back and forth, but I never got a chance to say anything because you shut down the point of orders. So I don't know if that's a legitimate process or not. I just want to object to it, that I was not given a chance to explain. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Janine.
You haven't stated the reason for asking for the floor, and so we're not having provided a legitimate reason.
It is similar. I object because I never got to speak on the motion. I only had a point of information. I think the minutes will show that this was something that wasn't allowed full discussion. Thank you.
You were on the stack after Raymond, Bella, and Kim, and before myself.
But I wasn't called on. I wasn't called on.
You were called
Thank you.
On. You were called on. You were called
No, I
on.
Never, I, because I didn't for... say the one.
You
I had
what?
I had a 10-minute...
Point of
personal
privilege.
I had 10 minutes that was added after the treasurer report, and we're not dealing with it because it's old business.
You're out of order. You do not
and
have
I would have brought
floor.
That up, so I was never called
you
on.
Do not
and minutes
have
will show that.
Do not have the floor.
For a personal privilege.
Go ahead. What's your point of personal privilege?
That might not be the right classification, but I believe in committee, if the body wants to go against Robert's rules, it may.
Point of order.
And what's your point of order?
That is not a point of personal privilege and therefore out of order.
Thank you, Raymond. So,
point of information?
Before I take your point of information, I want to point out again that we are now 51 minutes into a 2-hour meeting and we have yet to approve an agenda.
We'll close all this up and let's move to the agenda.
Well, Robert's rules say that when people raise points of order, points of information, points of personal privilege, that the chair is required to acknowledge all of that as long as that's what's on the floor. So I have been doing my best to try to move past this. It was part of what I intended in making my motion. I appreciate that most of the committee has upheld that. I'm going to move on now to other items on the agenda, other items for the agenda.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, this is Bella DeSoto, point of information.
What is your question, Bella?
What was the actual no vote? Because I had six no.
That's what I had two. That's what we said. That's what we decided. We confirmed that. We're like 5 minutes beyond that now. And so that was an interruption and out of order.
Out of order?
No.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
We just voted on the challenge to the chair. Now we have to
That's
vote
true.
On your motion.
That's true. You're right. So to read the motion one last time, I move that we defer all housekeeping and outstanding procedural matters, such as items in old business, and minutes approval, to a future meeting, and limit today's meeting to the substantive business items at hand. We'll go to a vote. Grace Aaron?
Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
I don't hear Grace. Ken Aaron? I don't hear Ken. Doug Barnett?
Yes.
Thank you, Doug. Fred Blair.
Pass for now.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Although old business is not part of housekeeping, I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Just to reiterate, if there are items in old business that people want to pull out and address, they can propose doing so. It's just that we won't automatically consider that part of the agenda until and unless that's done. So,
Bella,
we're in the middle of a vote. It's past time for points of information.
That is correct. Sue Cohen Johnson, you did not correct her. All old business is part of your motion to be eliminated. Isn't that correct?
Unless there are specific items people want to pull out and propose to the committee to adopt as part of the agenda, then they will have to be voted on by the agenda by the committee to include, provided
so
there's time enough be left before we adjourn.
Okay, Bella DeSoto votes no, as this is really a violation.
Objection.
Abstain. Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond Goldstone votes no.
Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. Dave Johnson? Dave Johnson? I don't hear Dave. We'll come back to him. Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Steve, Kim Kaufman?
No.
Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Dan McCrory?
Yes.
Dan King Riley?
Yes.
King Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
James, Janine Roan?
Janine votes no.
No. Ruth Strauss?
I'm voting yes. And also, is Fred able to mute whoever is making that noise intermittently?
No.
I'll ask him as soon as we get...
Okay, thank you. Bye. I mean, thank you.
John Winger, how do you vote?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, John. And I myself vote yes. And so we had a pass from Fred.
I vote yes. And by the way, I note we're 50 minutes into this meeting, and we're still on the agenda.
Thank you, Fred. Yes.
Was that out of order, what he did, like Bella, or is he not out of order? Just curious.
You're out of order right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's 9-4.
Dave Johnson, do you care to vote?
You may have left.
I still, upholding my motion to forego procedural matters and defer those to a future agenda so that we can get right to the business at hand today.
John Markowitz passed, and you didn't call on him.
Well, I haven't gotten back that far down the list. I'm only to the J's. As in Johnson. Dave Johnson, did you want to vote on this or not?
Excuse me, Beth. Dave appears to have dropped off the conference.
Okay, then we do have a pass from Jonathan Markowitz. He's next.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Jonathan. Was there any other passes that I've missed? I think I got them all. In which case, I'll go back and count the yeses. Doug, Fred, Sue, Michael, Steve, Jonathan, Dan, King, Ruth, myself, and John Winger. That's 11. And the no's are Bella, Raymond, Kim Kaufman, Nane Rome. I think that's 4.
Chair, Jonathan, I'd like to change my vote to a no. I'm sorry.
Okay, then that's 5 no's and 10 yeses and 2, just 1 abstention. 1 abstention.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Correct if I'm mistaken, but I thought there had to be a motion on the floor to be able to offer amendments.
I think the motion is to approve the agenda as amended.
It would be, but there are further considerations. Kim wanted a motion included, and so do I. Is it okay with you if we go on and include those business items? And then it's my intention.
Bella's got an amendment.
Then it's my intention.
Bella, to amend the agenda, please.
You'll have to get in line, Bella. Kim mentioned first that she has an agenda. She said she wanted it after the IGM report. Is that correct, Kim?
Janine with an amendment as well.
Okay, you'll have to get in line after Bella, after me.
Hello,
I had an amendment after Kim's. Kim, are you there?
I'm here, but I think we have to hear Raymond's amendment to what, I don't know what his amendment is to.
I thought he wanted to approve the agenda. I'm sorry, Rob.
An amendment to approving the agenda. So I don't know, but.
So let me go back to Raymond then.
If it's a new item,
Kim,
mine's already on the floor.
Kim, you've already. I'm just going to take a moment here.
Hang in there, Beth. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
This is pure torture of the chair.
So I'm going to defer to Kim's suggestion that I need to go back and ask Raymond what his amendment is. I think she's probably right. Raymond, what was your amendment?
It is to regard item 7 as amended. That is, item 7 would read, Treasurer's Report and Q&A, period. The rest of the material under the Treasurer's Report would be removed, not deferred, but removed as having already been discussed and disapproved.
Thank you. That's very clearly stated. Is there anyone that objects to that?
Yeah, what was... What's the part?
So, Sue, are you? If there's an objection, then we need to go back and vote on it. Are you objecting that we remove that?
Well, I have a question. What's the part that you're proposing be eliminated? Can you read it?
The motion we voted on last meeting. I'm sorry I'm speaking out of order, but the motion we voted on last meeting, Sue, is what Raymond wants
Thank
to take
you.
Out of
Kim,
this agenda.
Kim, I am capable.
Yes, I know I spoke out of turn. I apologize.
Thank you. It's just exhausting.
I understand more than anyone.
Did we vote and voted up or down last time?
We voted it down last time. I don't honestly think it was her intention to propose that we revisit it this time. I think she just forwarded the last available agenda she had and may have amended it a bit, but she's been out of email or out of internet range most of the day. So,
okay.
Do you have any objection in deleting the rest of that and just limiting item 7 to treasurer's report? Okay. In that case, hearing no objection, we will now consider that to be the treasurer's report or the item number 7. I think that brings us to Kim's proposed amendment to the agenda. You have a motion. Kim, is that correct?
Yes, the IGM, well, I sent the exact wording. The IGM do an updated FY23 budget with the fund drive charge by November 30th and to put it along with the IGM report. That's my motion.
Okay, I've just got that motion from the email. Is there anyone that wants that read again, or was Kim clear?
Can you read it again? And also, can you please ask everybody to mute? I am so tired of listening to that scraping of papers or whatever somebody is doing. Thank you. There it is again. What doesn't somebody understand how to push the mute button on their phone?
Unfortunately, that's Kim's line that's lighting up.
Well, if it's my line, I have nothing to do with it because I am on mute.
So Kim's motion, very concise, so I'll read it again. Kim moves that the IGM should produce an updated fiscal year 23 budget for the rest of the year with with fund drive chart by November 30th meeting. Is there anyone that opposes including that as an agenda item?
Hearing no objections, we will include that as an agenda item. Following that,
point of request for information in number six, because that was
I stuck it in there after six and before seven, and I haven't. I figured
okay,
I wouldn't
with the IGM report.
Renumber them until
with
after
the
we
IGM report.
What?
Right. It's with the.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And I'm not even going to try to renumber everything until after we get everything sorted out, and then maybe I'll get that far. But I think it's at this point that I want to be sure we get to this before the end of today's meeting, because it is substantial and we need it to go through this committee to the LSB and hopefully to the PNB. And that's the motion that I sent around just before the meeting. I'll read it now. I'd like to include it after Kim's motion, after the IGM report, and that is motion for Pacifica Management to provide a current Pacifica balance sheet and business plan in advance of disposition of significant Pacifica capital assets. Whereas a fully informed overview of Pacifica's current financial condition and business plan are necessary in advance of any consideration of irrevocable disposition of significant Pacifica capital assets. Therefore, be it resolved that well in advance of any further consideration of irrevocable liquidation of any significant political capital assets for any reason, and no later than December 1st, 2022, Pacifica National Board regular meeting, Pacifica Management shall provide a complete current balance sheet of all Pacifica assets and liabilities. We had further resolved at that time, Pacifica Management shall also propose an overall Pacifica business plan mapping out a proposed path forward from Pacifica's current financial predicament into a viable future in service of Pacifica's, misspelled, I'm correcting it now, Pacifica's enduring mission. For consideration by the Pacifica National Board in advance of further consideration of liquidation and disposition of proceeds from any significant Pacifica capital asset. Is there anyone that objects to including that motion on the agenda after Kim?
Point of order, Chair Jonathan.
Bella would like to be on the staff, please.
Move to amend.
And Bella moves to amend, too.
Jonathan, point of order.
Movements to amend would come up when we address that motion and not until. So if you want to address that motion or to amend it, first you need to approve placing it on the agenda, which is what we're doing now.
I have a question about the motion.
In order to address the motion, The motion has to be on the agenda, and that's what we're
Whose
going on now.
Whose motion is this?
But
that's my only
so.
Question. Who drafted this motion for this agenda item?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And,
okay.
And so
thank you.
Raymond also had, was it a point of order, Raymond? Or what?
I wanted to be heard, but you're quite correct. It has to do with the agenda only. And I'll reserve until the matter is heard.
Thank you.
Come to the stack.
Are you objecting to putting this item on the agenda? That's
yes.
The only item. That's the you don't want this agenda on the or this item on the agenda. Is that correct?
I think it's inappropriate for this committee. The National Finance Committee is dealing with this issue, and I think that's where it's more appropriately goes. So that's my objection.
So then we'll vote on whether to include this in today's agenda or not.
Chair, I would like to amend this motion that now that I've read it, I just saw your email and read it
and I believe it needs to be amended.
In order to amend it, it has to be on the agenda, and we have to get that far in the agenda. And
okay, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
What we're voting on now is whether to put it on the agenda or not.
Okay, thank you.
I think we should, and so we're going to vote on it. And
thank you.
So, Grace,
I believe that we need to discuss the merits of this before voting on it. What is wrong with that? I don't understand this.
So
we are not voting on it. We are just putting it on the agenda for the fourth time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. Okay, I understand now. I'm sorry.
So the question is whether to put this item on the agenda or not. And I don't hear Grace. Ken, Aaron, are you there? Don't hear Ken. Doug Barnett.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Pass.
Ballot is
Can you hear me?
Yes, I have you down as a pass. We'll come back to you at the end.
Okay, thanks.
Ballot, shall we put this item on the agenda or not?
I need to amend it. I need to amend it. So I say no.
If you want to amend it, you can do that.
I'm sorry. What don't you people understand?
We're not voting on the motion. We're voting on whether to discuss the motion, on whether to consider the motion, on whether to have a vote on the motion later, whether to include it in the agenda. If you will amend it, you have to put it on the agenda first. So, Bella, voting against
no.
putting this on the agenda. No, you're
no.
not. Or, no, you don't want it on the agenda? Is that correct?
I will pass for now.
Good grief. Raymond?
Yes.
Raymond. Michael, hi.
Yes, and if I may interject, we've taken an hour on a 5-minute item, and there's another meeting at 6 p.m. Sorry.
I agree. Steve Kaiser?
No.
Jim?
No.
Jonathan Markowitz?
Yes.
Jonathan, Dan McCrory?
No.
King Riley?
Yes.
Lawrence Rios?
I fell off the couch. Is this a new motion?
This is whether to put my...
Whether to put your motion on the agenda, right?
Right. Where
yes.
we can discuss. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Jane Rohn.
Yes.
Thank you. Ruth Strauss.
Absolutely.
Point of order, that's not a vote.
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. John Winger.
Yes.
I'm going to vote my motion on the agenda, and I'll go back and pick up anyone who passed or wasn't there. So, Sue Cohen Johnson?
Sue votes yes.
Okay, thank you. And Bella?
Yes.
Thank you. And I think that's everyone. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 10, 11, 12 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. And so the motion passes, and so that motion goes on the agenda right after Kim's. If the treasurer manages to make it to the meeting, then her report will be after that. Initially, as item 7, I didn't get renumbered there.
Chair.
Yes.
May I be recognized?
For what purpose?
I have 2 more points to make regarding the agenda.
Okay.
1 is please remove treasurer and secretary next to my name on the agenda. I do not want
point of order.
My
I've
name
already,
associated.
I've already done so on my copy, and I'll see to it that happens in the minutes too.
Thank you. And the second is, where are the August financials? How do we get them? And
so they're not available for today's agenda. I don't have a good answer for that. The question was raised last night in the National Finance Committee too. I know it has to do with the overload of work for the and in the transition from NEDA.
No, that was September. That's September that they were talking about. I'm talking about August. So my request is, please ask the NFC chair where the August financials are. Because that's been kind of missing in action for a month. So,
I will be happy to ask you, does that need to be an agenda item, or do you just want me to ask?
Well, I don't know. And either way, but I'd like to find out where the August ones are.
So shall so, I?
Chair,
okay.
This is Lawrence.
Otherwise, I'm finished.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
And Ruth to the stack also. Ruth to the stack. Thank you.
Bella is on the stack as well, and so is Janine.
And John Wenger would like to go into the queue as well, and he hasn't spoken.
1 moment.
Regards to the request that was made by Kim, that could be noted, and then you could request those financials from NFC chair. So
that's
it doesn't have to go to a motion.
That's what I want to clear with Kim. That's what I would propose. Is that acceptable to you, Kim? Or
yes,
did
that's
you
fine.
Intend-
that's fine. Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
So you don't need it on the agenda then? Is that
no,
correct?
No, but I, no.
Okay. Okay. Then the item we're still on is agenda approval.
Yes, and amendments. And amendments, and I wanted to speak on that.
Okay.
And I have not yet spoken.
Yes.
I also have amendments.
1 moment. I want to take a stack. I need to write it down.
Bella's on the stack, and so is Janine, to amend.
And so is John Wenger, and he hasn't spoken yet.
I have you down first, John, and then Bella, and then Janine. Is there anyone else that wants on this stack now on amendments to the agenda?
Ruth and Lawrence were both going to speak. I'm just reminding.
Ruth and Lawrence. And so that's a stack of 5. I'm going to limit it to that. At this point, I would point out that we are now an hour and 20 minutes into a 2-hour minute, and we have not yet approved the agenda.
Someone's washing dishes or something.
Sounds like Kim. John Wenger, you have the floor. You have
yes,
the
thank
amendment
you.
For the agenda?
Yes, I do. I submitted a motion via email today that had to do with the general topic of how to spend the proceeds of the pending sale of the Pacifica KPFK building. And I see, looking at it, that in point 7 of Treasurer's report and Q&A and continued discussion about how proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building should be spent. And then the this is Grace's agenda. Then it goes into a very detailed motion with many, many parts. My thing I'd like to interject in the beginning there, because I have a very short point to make about it, and I'd like to insert my thing at the beginning of the discussion about how to handle the proceeds if the building is sold.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, Raymond?
The treasurer's report ends with Q&A, period. All
right.
The other matters are not on this agenda.
Well, actually, Raymond, if you read it, I have it in front of my eyes here. There's two ands. There's treasurer's report, ampersand, and Q&A. Presumably, that's one item. Q&A is an ampersand in as well. And the third item is continued discussion about how proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building should be spent. Did I misparse that?
We voted to drop that because it was voted on the last and has already been addressed. I doubt that the treasurer actually intended to put it on the agenda again for today. It was just appended to the.
If that's true, then my amendment is to add my proposal as a separate item, as under new business with the rest of them. You have a new motion. Kim has a new motion and prepared to vote for them, and I have one too.
And did you want to add yours after the treasurer's report? Would that be
with the rest of the new business? I'm happy to follow you and Kim, and then I'll put mine in.
Okay, we've placed those other two motions following the IGM's report, and it's like yours. That the treasurer is going to make it here at the report, in which case we will directly.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
We've already added to yours. Sorry, I'm sitting exactly still in the same.
We cannot understand you.
Do you understand now? I haven't just been sitting.
Exactly, you're still breaking up, Beth.
Check your power source.
Why? Yeah, check your battery level.
I'm plugged in. I can unplug. Does that help? Does that help?
Much better.
Okay, that's it. I'm 100%, so I'm all plugged in. I'm good to go. So good that we started that out. Sorry for the interruption. So I will put your motion, John Winger's motion, immediately following the treasurer's report, which I doubt will actually, I don't think she'll be here, so we'll move probably directly from the earlier two motions to yours. And could I ask you please to send it to everyone again now, so it'll be at the top of the stack where I can get it and insert it into the agenda.
I'll check the email. I think it's already in the email basket. I sent it before the meeting.
But I'm not in a position to go search through that right now. If you send it again, it'll be right at the top, and I can nab it.
Good idea. Okay, I'll do that right now.
Thank you so much. Very helpful. And so next on the stack is Bella. What's your amendment to the agenda, Bella?
Yes, I was just reading Janine Ron's motion, which specify areas of my motion. So I have a motion to amend this agenda and amend your motion as follows.
Bella, I already sent that information earlier. Stop. We are not addressing motions now. We're not addressing agenda items now. We're addressing what's on the agenda. What goes on, if you want to.
Very good. So I would like to, can I speak, please?
Thank you.
Only if you're speaking.
I would like to.
If you're not, I'm going to stop you. It's not clear to me that you're on
mute,
point.
Bella. Let's stop this.
I object. That's she's speaking to the motion to amend.
It's
fine.
Not clear that she
Let's
is.
Let's mute you
what's
also.
What's your amendment, Bella? Bella, what's your amendment? What do you want to add or
Let's
change?
Let's mute the person speaking out of turn right now.
That
Please,
would be
chair.
Janine.
Have
that
some
would
equity.
Be Janine Rose. That would be Janine Rose. Bella, do you have an amendment to the agenda?
If I can speak, that would be nice. I would like to pull in everything that was under unfinished business back into the agenda as it was, which was
already
voted.
Been voted down. That's already been voted down.
That
so
is correct.
And your
preposition, in your motion was to we could pull them out, and I want all the old business or unfinished business to be put back in. Okay.
That's out of order. I said individual items could be suggested, and they would be voted in or not.
No, I want all
of what I said.
Business.
Well, that's out of order because we've already voted that down until the next person on the stack is Janine. Janine, what amendment do you want to make to the agenda?
Okay, so one of the things that I was urgently trying to speak about before was the fact that we had voted to have a 10-minute discussion about the balance sheet in the last meeting, and that was to be put right after the treasurer's report. So I just want to say that last week I was the one that was trying to send up a red flare that we had no balance sheet, no listing of liabilities and assets for the foundation or even for the station. So I appreciate this motion. But I feel like what's been going on for the last 2 years are the people that have been asking for that, because we wouldn't have to ask for it right now had we been getting it this whole time. We've been demonized for asking for it. So the National Finance Committee... I'm making an argument for my amendment, Beth.
What is your amendment?
All right.
That's what I'm asking. What is your amendment?
I'm making an argument for it. I've sent it in an email.
What is it?
I sent it in an email, and it's in the therefore, the first therefore, and it says, therefore, be it resolved that. And my amendment is, the NFC rescind its earlier motion to restrict the sharing of full financials on a monthly basis and then go into the rest of your amendment, which is well in advance of any further consideration of irrevocable liquidation of any significant Pacifica.
Janine, you're not proposing to amend the agenda. You're proposing to amend my motion, and you'll have to wait till my motion comes up on the agenda to address that. And so your item here is out of order.
Okay. Well, then what I would say is that because item 7A, wait a second, because item 7A was previously on the agenda last week, I propose that we put it back on the agenda after the treasurer's report, which is where it was before, not at the end of the agenda, which is where Grace just put it on this agenda. It should be after the treasurer's report so we can talk about our lack of financials in this committee in such a situation that we're in. So that's my proposal. I want that back into the agenda. It's why I fought so hard today, is to
have
full discussion.
I have placed it after the treasurer's report. We have John Winger's motion and then yours.
But however, I suggest that it's before that. And the reason is, it was a prior to take old business and now put new motions in front of old business when this old business was pertinent to what we're talking about right now.
By the time we get that far, we will have had a discussion about balance sheets.
I'm not sure we will.
We're down.
I suggest that we do it before.
We have 29 minutes left in this meeting.
Yeah.
We have 29
well, that's not
minutes
my fault.
Left in this meeting.
It's how
yes,
well
it
I
is.
Am. Thank you.
It's in part your fault because you incessantly talk and ignore the business.
And you do too, sir. Thank you very much.
This is exactly the sort of procedural trivia that we
Beth, why don't you stop posturing and just continue with the meeting, okay? Thank you.
You don't have the floor. This was the kind of procedural trivia I had hoped.
Balance sheet isn't trivial. Thank you very much. I appreciate your motion reflecting my concern last week. Thank you.
Just mute extraneous sounds, Beth, and get on with the meeting. If anybody's making it, just mute them. Let's go.
I'm not in a position to mute them.
Why not? You're the head of the committee.
Well, I don't have the control. If someone wants to
I'm sorry, point of information, who's speaking right now?
This is Steve Kaiser.
Who is that gentleman just speaking out of turn? I'd like a record of it. Thank you. On the minutes.
Fred speaking. Make a motion to mute them.
I make a motion to mute Janine and Bella.
Let's vote on that.
So I make a motion to mute everyone who's spoken out of turn this meeting. This is ridiculous.
Of order,
stop
chair.
It, you guys.
Point of order, Chair. Yeah, thank you, Chair. So it seems like everybody tonight has been out of order. There has been people speaking out of turn, people making motions without being recognized by you, Chair. So I think, and they have not been admonished or they have not been corrected and asked to self-correct. Chair. No, you cannot interrupt me because that has not been the case. I've been listening. My point of order, Chair, is that you have not asked people to self-correct. People have been speaking out of turn. People have been telling people to shut up. And now, again, the unfairness is showing, is rearing its ugly head again in regards to wanting to mute two people because they have been practicing the same thing that others have been doing. So I'd like to request, Chair, that you just continue on with the meeting, see what we could get done, and postpone, rule this motion out of order because I don't think it's a fair motion.
So I don't find it out of order. I actually asked for it. There have been repeated requests to mute Bella in particular, but others as well. There's been a motion to mute these two people. If we're going to do that, I want to make it clear that the mandate comes from the committee as a whole and not any individual. So
okay, so I request that that Mr. Kaiser be put on that list. I request that those other people that have been speaking without being recognized be put on that list as well and the vote be taken.
Beth, just go ahead and mute Bella, Janine, and Steve Kaiser. Just mute
the
phone.
There
he
goes again.
Point of
information,
there he goes again.
Well, Lawrence, you're doing the same thing.
Fred,
I was recognized, Mr. Kaiser.
Are you in a position to mute everyone, please?
I don't think I have a mute everyone function.
Okay.
But then how would we be recognized?
Then just the request works wonders because the whole room went silent, and that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, I'm after Lauren. I'm just letting you know. Thank you.
Chair, I have not put myself on the stack, so I don't need to speak. I made my point of order, and I hope that you consider
it. You already took your place on the stack. I gave you time. You've been heard.
Okay, thank you. I'm not asking to be heard again. That's okay.
We now have 24 minutes left in the meeting. We have yet to approve an agenda.
Okay. I was next on the stack whenever you can fit me in, Beth, please.
The motion was to vote on whether to mute Bella and Janine. Lawrence presented a point of order. I did not find his point well taken, and so we're going to move on to the vote now.
Move to amend.
We're going to move on to the vote now. And so, Grace Aaron? I don't hear Grace. Ken Aaron? I don't hear Grace. Ken. Doug Barnett?
No.
No. I do hear Doug. Doug says no. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson?
Sue votes no.
Votes no.
You're cutting out a little.
Bella, did you want to vote on this item or not?
I could not hear you. No.
Raymond Goldstone?
Abstain.
Abstain. Michael Heiss?
Abstain.
I've got to turn back to this. Michael Heiss abstains. Dave Johnson? Your stand is no longer here. Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Tim Kamen.
What?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Jonathan Markowitz.
Pass.
Pass. Dan McCrory.
No.
King Riley.
Abstain.
Abstain. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Janine Roan?
No.
Bruce Strauss?
No.
John Winger?
Yes.
And I'll count the votes before I vote myself.
Were
there any passes?
Did you get
Jonathan?
Bella voted no. Bella voted no.
Okay.
Kim Kaufman passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Jonathan Markowitz?
No.
Okay. Yeses. We always count first. One.
It's three.
One.
3-8.
Yes, three. Yep. And I'll abstain. So the vote to mute Janine and Bella fails, and we'll go on with trying to amend or trying to approve the agenda. Are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Yes, I've been trying to speak. Thank you.
Yes, you're next on the side.
I don't know whether this is an appropriate amendment or not. You guys can figure out how to put it. The National Committee, I agree with, both what everybody said about the finance thing, and Janine has brought this up before. Absolutely correct that she was admonished about it and she was right all along. The National Committee or whatever they are, board, is meeting weekly. Whatever we word, which I think is important, I don't think we should wait a month. If we don't get to this finished, then we need to meet again. And that I'm just making that as a point of order or whatever you call it. We need to make sure that the board knows that we are watching the finances. Thank you.
Point of order.
Raymond?
Yeah. Point of information.
What? I'm trying to hear Raymond at the moment. Point of order? Yes, Raymond, go ahead.
Dr. Strauss's oration was not in the nature of a motion or an amendment.
Right.
That's because I don't know enough about parliamentary procedure to know how to do it. Thank you.
Point of order. Point of order.
Let's recategorize it as a point of information and move on rather than get
point of order.
There was someone else with a point of order first. We heard Raymond and Jeff was calling something.
John had a point of information.
Okay, John, what's your question?
My question is, given that the National and NFC are meeting weekly and we are tied up, it's now 5:42 with these parliamentary maneuvers to totally stop any progress, what's the point, Ruth, of doing this? With these attacks on our procedures through Robert's Rules of Order as a weapon against anything getting done, what's the point? Ruth?
What's the point?
I
don't know. That's even delaying
point
more.
Order,
I think
that was not a point of information.
We need to make sure that this gets through. However any of you Robert's of Rules or Wizards are, that's what it needs to be.
I have a point of order. This is Kim.
And please put me on the stack, Chair.
I've got you next on the stack, Lawrence. What's your point of order, Kim?
We voted on this last meeting, and that meeting was a week ago, and we agreed to have this meeting this week. Next week is the week, the night before Thanksgiving, and we agreed not to have a meeting on that evening. The following Wednesday, there is a meeting. This issue has already been voted on, and so this is out of order.
Okay, thank you. Thank you,
Kim.
What?
I just drafted my motion today, so we could not possibly have voted on it last week because it didn't exist yet.
We voted on having extra meetings, which is what Ruth was asking for.
Well, we voted on that then, and there may be new reasons now, and so that's what she was proposing the consideration of. We haven't voted to do it.
I forgot, Kim. Thank you.
So, Lawrence, are you addressing the
I'm addressing this mess. I suggest we have
an amendment to the agenda.
I do. I wouldn't speak up if I didn't, Chair. You know me. So,
thank you.
I make an emotion to the agenda that once time certain has come up, that we call for a continuation meeting sometime maybe Friday to try to get something done in regards to this agenda. I agree with John. Everybody has been out of order tonight. I don't know if there's a full moon, but that's the motion I make. To amend the agenda that once time certain is up, that we have a continuation meeting on Friday at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Point of order.
Objection.
I heard the point of order first, and then the objection. Go ahead.
Point of order. It's not 7-day notice.
You don't need 7 days notice for a continuation meeting, Kim.
Yes, you do, Lawrence. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
It only means you continue the agenda, but you still need 7-day notice. It's a new meeting.
No, you
meeting.
Don't.
Cite
the citation, Kim, please.
Okay, when we get off this call, fine.
Take it up with Otis. And Raymond?
Yes, I believe that if we recess rather than adjourn, we can continue at a particular time agreed to by the committee.
Taking notes. Okay, so I've added an item after. Well, before we adjourn today to address Lawrence's interest in scheduling a continuation meeting. And given that we're down to 14 minutes left, it won't be long before we get there.
Beth, can I say something? This is Steve Kaiser. Real quick.
Is it about agenda?
Well, it is.
Please.
I don't want a continuation meeting to go through this again. And this is habitually what we're going through. We flail around wasting time and not address the issues. And everybody, too many people are concerned with extremely petty points that eat up all our time. So I don't want a continuation meeting next week if we're going to go through the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any...
Yeah, correction. My continuation motion is for Friday, Steve, not next week.
This Friday?
We'll discuss it when we get that far. You can make the motion, and then we'll discuss it if we get that far. So I'm going to ask, are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Madam Chair, Janine, can I be recognized?
Are you, for what purpose? Are you addressing
I want to make sure that my amendment is being disposed of and voted on. I forwarded it in an email.
I have a point of order as well.
Amendments are not dealt with independent of a motion. So if the motion is on the agenda, which I believe it is, then it's your prerogative to bring up that any amendment at the time we address that item, and not until.
Okay, and then my other amendment to the agenda was to put the discussion back on.
What?
Where it was in the prior agenda.
After the treasurer's report, right?
Yes.
I have you down after the motion from John Winger.
Name a part of your body.
And so Kim had, so that wasn't actually new amendments then. Kim, you had a objection or point of order or something?
Well, we have to vote on Lawrence's motion, correct? I mean,
we have to vote on the agenda.
Well, we have to vote on Lawrence's motion.
No.
We have to vote on whether to put it on the agenda. He asked to put it on the agenda. I put it at the end before adjournment.
Okay. Apologize. I thought we were, that was, okay. We have to vote on that when we get, well, okay, whatever.
Right. And so, are there any further amendments to the agenda? 11 minutes
Bella
before
like
we adjourn.
To be recognized.
For what purpose, Bella?
I would like to add everything that was removed.
Stella, I voted
that
out of order because you voted that down. And so
and I would like
that's
to,
dilatory.
And I would like to.
So that's dilatory. Like we've already voted on that, Bella. We've already voted on that, Bella. Raymond, was that you?
That was my point of order. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And so are there any further, are there any objections? Hearing no further amendments to the agenda, are there any objections to the agenda as amended?
I object, Bella, object.
Then we'll vote on it. Here we go.
Well, only if there's more than one objection, right?
No. Mr. Tatum says that any objection merits a vote. He says Robert's rule. So, Doug Barnett, you approve the amendment? He passed. Someone has lots of people, it sounds like, have their lines open. Please mute unless I call on your name. Fred Blair?
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen-Johnson? Sue? We'll go on. We'll come back. Bella, do you approve the agenda or not?
No.
No. Raymond Goldstone.
Yes.
Raymond Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Thank you. Dave Johnson's not there. Excuse me. Steve Kaiser.
Steve Kaiser votes yes.
Thank you, Steve. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Dan McCrory?
Yeah.
Dan King Riley?
Yes.
Thank you, King. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Janine Roan?
Yes.
Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
I approve. I vote yes. John Winger?
John Winger votes yes.
Thank you, John. So,
who abstains?
Who abstains? Thank you. And Jonathan Pass?
I vote yes, Jonathan.
Thank you. So we have, oh, and Doug Barnett passed.
Abstain.
So we have one no. Two abstentions that I see, and all the other everyone else approves. So now it's 7 minutes to 6 o'clock. We have
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Is this Raymond?
Yes.
Raymond, go ahead.
I move that the committee hear from the IGM and take questions and answers, that the meeting then end.
I second. I know you don't need a second, but I support that.
Yeah. I do. So are you suggesting that we don't address Lawrence's motion to continue have a continuation meeting later?
That would be the result if it's accepted.
Mike to the stack or whatever.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor.
Kim to the stack,
too.
And remind me, who someone wanted to address? Who was the first person to speak?
Mike.
Mike.
Made a motion
and then Kim.
I'm going to make it really quick and easy. There's a governance meeting in 6 minutes, which almost everybody here is going to be part of. Rather than take up time for something that we don't have time for, I suggest that we adjourn so everybody gets a five-minute deep breath, because otherwise there won't be a governance committee meeting because all the people who are the members are here.
Oh.
Chair, I have a counterproposal, Jonathan.
Madam Chair, I ask to be recognized, Janine, with a motion to amend.
You ask to be on the stack, and Kim is ahead of you, and Jonathan is after you, and we're down to 5 minutes left.
I withdraw from the stack.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Lawrence, point of order. Go ahead.
Just real quick, the motion by Mr. Goldstone is out of order because it doesn't supersede. The proper procedure is to substitute my motion, and he did not do that. So that motion is out of order, so the motion to continue the meeting is still in order, Chair.
Objection, point of order.
Raymond, go ahead.
My motion had nothing whatever to do with superseding anyone. My motion was to extend the meeting up to and including the item permitting the IGM to report and the committee to question and answer for a total of 20 minutes, which would place us at approximately 6:10.
Chair, that requires a two-thirds vote because it alters the agenda. Thank you.
I appreciate the intent behind that, Raymond, but the Governance Committee convenes in 3 minutes to set the agenda for the LSD meeting Sunday, and most of the usual suspects present in this meeting are also in that meeting, too, including myself. And so it looks to me like we've missed our chance.
Point of order, Jonathan.
I mean, that is one moment. That is the next item on the agenda, is the IGM report. And we do have 2.5 minutes left. But Mike has moved to adjourn.
Point of order, Jonathan.
Jonathan, what's your point of order?
I would like to submit a motion that we cancel the Governance Committee meeting and continue this meeting until we have resolved these issues. The Governance Committee meeting, not as important as this one right now in regards to the National Board's decision regarding the sale of this station. Priority is this meeting, not the Governance Committee meeting. Unless we take up this aberration of Pacific bylaws, unless we take the aberration of Pacific bylaws during the Governance Committee.
That motion is out of order. The Governance Committee has to cancel the committee meeting.
And it's not a point of order. A motion is not a point of order. I appreciate your passion about it and your frustration.
Okay.
I think. We are now 2 minutes from time certain.
Chair,
my mind is just jammed.
I will. I have a point of order.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can I speak for a moment? This is Michael Novick. I'm going to send you a written report. That's all I can do.
Thank you, Michael.
I just asked for a point of order, Chair.
Laura,
I believe.
What's your point of order?
My motion speaks directly to the position that we are in regards to having a continuation meeting on Friday. So I believe that's what needs to be done right now. I think we need to take a vote on that, whether to have a continuation meeting or not.
I do think we've run out of time for rest of the agenda for today. I'm going to take a chance and just stick my neck out and say that, yes, we should vote on whether to continue this meeting and discussion at a later date. I don't know what's going on Friday. I haven't heard a time proposed for Friday.
I did. I proposed 4 o'clock, Chair. I'm sorry.
4 o'clock.
Friday at 4 o'clock.
Sorry. So we'll go to a vote on whether to make this a continuation meeting on Friday. And so I still don't hear Grace or Ken. Doug Barnett.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Cohen Johnson. Who? I'll come back to her. Bella?
I will not be available. No.
Moment, my page is jumping around to get the vote in the right place. Raymond Goldstone?
Raymond votes no.
Michael Heiss?
No.
Steve Kaiser?
No.
Jim Kaufman?
No.
Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Dan McCrory?
Yes.
King Riley?
No.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Jeanine Roan?
Yes.
Bruce Strauss?
Anyway, yes, if that means, if that's for a vote for a meeting on Friday or a continuation meeting, yes.
Right. So I got you down to yes. John Winger?
No.
No. I'm going to go back. Sue Cohen, did you want to vote? Do you want to meet on Friday? I still don't hear from Sue, and I had a pass from Jonathan Markowitz.
I vote yes, Jonathan.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. I'm going to abstain. It would have taken 2/3 for this to pass. So we're now 3 minutes over. Thank you, Raymond. And a motion to adjourn, and we're past time, so this meeting is now adjourned, never having made it to the body of the agenda.